Well, before the break, we have a thought on another disturbing story unfolding today. But stay with us. We will end with a great tip for avoiding disturbing stories and tragedy. We're talking about the heartrending case of a 22-month-old who died after his father left him in a hot car in Georgia all day. Yesterday, a judge refused to grant bail to Justin Ross Harris, who's charged with murder and child cruelty in the death of his son, Cooper. During the hearing, police said Harris had researched how long it would take for someone to die in a hot car. By the way, it's just minutes. A Cobb County, Georgia detective said Harris had spent the day sending explicit texts and photos to women, including an underage girl. Here's Assistant District Attorney Chuck Boring.
It proves motive because he was unhappy in his marriage. We plan to show that he wanted to live a child-free life, or there's evidence to suggest that based on his internet searches.
Justin Ross Harris told police he forgot to drop off his son at daycare, didn't realize he left him in the car all day. But police say even after the daycare sent him an email, he never checked his car. It's a terrible, terrible story. But USA Today reminds us that 13 other children have died in hot cars this year. 13. In June alone, a man was sentenced to 4 years in prison for leaving his child in a car in Phoenix. A woman in Tennessee was sentenced to 16 years for the hot car deaths of two of her children. A man was arrested in Florida after his daughter died alone in his hot pickup. Other deaths happen because kids get into cars on their own that get trapped. But about half of hot car deaths happen because parents forget their children are there. Harried parents know it can happen. Nearly one in four parents of a child under three has forgotten the child in a car. Usually it's the parent that doesn't normally drive the child to daycare and gets distracted, just follows the normal routine. So, is there anything you can do besides trying to not be a harried parent? There are detection devices designed to remind people if they leave a child in the car, but a 2012 study by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration found them unreliable. So safety groups, which include parents who've lost children, have a better idea. Take off your left shoe. Yes, your left shoe. When you put the baby in the back seat and the car seat, put your left shoe with them. You only need the right one to drive, but you'll need the left one to get out and walk. At which time, you'll remember where it is, with the baby in the back seat.